Orthodox Radio Crusade. Anarchism for the global city. Radical environmentalism for the concrete jungle. Esoteric explorations of the secret history of rebel culture. The Moorish Orthodox Radio Crusade. Every Tuesday at midnight after the news, only on listener-supported, non-commercial WBAI 99.5 FM in New York City. Be there.
We're up all night, every night on WBAI in New York City. Stay up and join the party.
I'm Bill Weinberg of the Moorish Orthodox Radio Crusade, and when I have insomnia on Wednesday nights, I listen to Let 'Em Talk with Paul DiRienzo and Joan Moosey.
I'm Paul DiRienzo from Let 'Em Talk, and when I'm unemployed, I listen to Sydney Smith's Carrier Wave on Sunday nights.
I'm Janet Coleman of Cat Radio Cafe, and when I feel obsessive-compulsive on Thursday nights, I dial Bob Sass on Radio Unnameable from midnight on.
I'm David Dozer. I like to listen to Robert Knight, R. Paul Martin, Brother Shine, Tony Short, Max Schmid, Tom Whisker, Hoppy Selassie.
Late nights on WBAI. Embrace your insomnia.
Keep your radio on.
The news is heart time. Healing energy always rejuvenates trust. Journey to a sacred place with me, Carletta Joy Walker. Light glows into healing places. Joy works. Journey to a sacred place.
Alternating Friday nights, midnight to 3, WBAI 99.5 FM in New York.
Upon a time when we were colored, stolen from the mother. 400 years later, Mr. Charlie's on some other. Take this as an affirmative act, to slap after whack. Catch brothers, sisters who were falling through the cracks. Creativity and unity, the keys to maintain our humanity and our sanity. No vanity, materialism, big willy crap. Just progressive elevation, can I get a soul clap? Keep it going on. CUC, keep it going on. Keep it going on. Creative unity, keep it going on.
You're tuned to listener-sponsored, non-commercial WBAI in New York, 99.5 FM.
So I gotta get lifted.
time now? 6 minutes on the downhill side of three. 306. The name of the program, Night Grown. My name is Brother Shine.
Of the story, child of a high crime rate category, they explore. Connect me to an IQ test, like a rat in a cage. I'm trapped with the rest projects, but now I'm in my life, don't flip like now.
This morning, I have information that I need to speak to you about. That I want to give you some news that I think a couple of people will be interested in, and I think I owe a few of you an explanation. So I'm going to do that in just about 3:30. So if you're listening, don't stop listening. And let me tell you what I'm going to do for the next 22 minutes or so. I'm going to play a little music, and then there's a sister who does something very special. And I want... I want to bring you something real special, and then I'm going to play some music and mix it up at 3:30. That's my information for you, okay?
So tall, like the rain on his back fall. Young, just in black. Thank you.
with me.
Non-commercial WBAI in New York, 99.5 FM.
Let's have a practice. to sin.
Sit down, woman. She been coughing. She been teased. Then she go home. Sit down, woman. Okay, let's skip it. Sit down, woman. Dressed in red. Wear a ride on her head. Sea lion woman, dressed in green. Wear silk sock and golden thing. Sea lion woman, dressed in red. Wear a ride on her head. Wiggle, wiggle. Okay, let's go. Sea lion woman, dressed in white, sleep all day, ball all night. Sea lion woman, dressed in green, wear silk stockings, golden chain, empty spot, red in the day, make him love her, shoot fly away.
My name is Fannie Lou Hamer, and I was born in the Delta, but dropped off at the back door of the Mississippi, and laid out in the heart of blistering cotton fields where my skin cooked because the sun know no mercy. My feet is calloused, like the hearts of those whose pockets is lined with sweaty dollar bills made by starving children, crippled men, and forgotten women. You know, my mama say when I come from a womb, I had cotton stuck up in the roof of my mouth. And the scars that my granddaddy wore across his back that his slave owner gave him lay quietly across my forehead. And they say by the time I was 6 years old that these fingers was destined to be great cotton pickles. And even though my grandmama gave birth to 23 babies, only three of them looked like her and granddaddy. Because each time she was bought and sold and her last name changed, so did the hair and eye color of 20 of those babies to match the slave owner. Now y'all don't need to start squirming in your chairs already, 'cause I'm just beginning to tell my story. And that's the story of the forgotten peoples. The peoples who was willing to die for freedom. And not because we wanted to, but because we ain't had no other choice. You see, the brutality and horror that we live daily make dying easy. So put your ear to the wall now here and listen real good to our story.
Shattered, but I'm not broken. Wounded, but time will heal. Heavy the load across I bear. But here I stand. tears I cry. Long are the nights, no sun in the sky. Yet still I rise, never to give up, never to give in against all odds. Yet still I rise high above the clouds. Sometimes I feel low, but still
For information on Fannie Lou Hamer, the woman, the legend, and her songs on a rugged road to freedom, call 212-714-4789. That's 212-714-4789.
Women. My skin is black.
call me Brother Shine. And I'm getting ready to do something that's going to be rather difficult for me. That's why I'm procrastinating, actually. The time now is 3:38. This is WBAI 99.5 FM in New York. And the fact that it's exceptionally hot here in Master Control doesn't make it any better. Let me say, right after this song, I'll come back and I'll tell you why tonight is the last radio program from Night Drum, why it's going to be the last night I officially work for WBAI, why I think that there's some major problems in BAI, and I'm not sure how they can be fixed. I have some solutions. I have some ideas, and I don't think a lot of things around here are being valued, and I don't see a large difference. So, as of 6 o'clock this morning, I will not come back to the air, WBAI. I'll be back in a moment and go into detail.
Sustenance and a guidance, my hysteria, breaking down the barrier, really thick, sweeping up the area. Put your fists in the air now, show me that you care now, and that you really know how. So if you're behind me, say, I can be in front, so I can get you in the ass and assassinate all your wicked inventions, your new world order and your global intentions. Not to mention the Department of Corrections, making money off of people in detention. Doing time for possessions, counting the days in the doctor, building up progression, progression. All the dirty lessons in the belly of the beast, only God his confessions. Geronimo Pratt still sitting in the cellar, done as many years as they did Mandela. But Robo wanted to know, are you remorseful? How could I be? Because I didn't do the crime, yo. Yeah, the motherfuckers, that's you. Locking me in solitary 8 years of filth. Kill the message and you can't kill the message. Yo, I'm a new fool.
For the
commencing with the rhythm, I get open on the beat. Let them say what they say about the wig that we be. It's the year 2000, they can't stop me. I, the last guy, the book on fools. I write cause half the story have never been told, so no one can stop it. The whole world's dropping out the socket, blowing up like NASA when I rock it. The high-tech ways of the civilized man, can't stay in my people, but you love the suntan. You fly the space shuttle like Dancer and Fancy. You nuke the North Pole and now you got skin cancer. The answer. You see, I'm fly like Lufthansa. You can value jet, but you take your big chances on crashes. Change your name like Cassius. The classes be making food for the masses. The shit to a speed that's common for the listeners. MCs and wannabe street politicians. In competition with the envious business, they chasing paper dollars with pop chart pisses. Then listen, this isn't me against you, cause the whole world's checking out the things that we do. Told you so, saying I was a bro. I like Sprite.
For the masses, retrograde. When I was up, pitch up the Christmas fix. As long as you feel like I miss this friend, I bitch. The little dignity. When I was up, pitch me ball. No, no, no. When I like what I want, then I did get so. One kill another man, then I show it too. We have to take a pen and let them know. Hey, watch me ball. No, no, no. When I like what I want, then I did get so. One kill another man, then I risk go. We have to take a pen and let them know. Hey.
Program for the last night on the air is Night Drum. My name is Brother Shine, and this will be the last night that I come to the air as well. In any manner, be it working for WBAI or producing a radio show for WBAI. And there's several reasons that have gotten me to this point. But I feel the need to say that none of those reasons have anything to do with people demonstrating outside and the it has to do with us being where we're at in terms of growth, in terms of change. And in terms of glass ceilings, there's this is difficult because I have to be very careful, because some things some things I can't be objective about, because to a large degree my own personal pride and feelings are involved. There has been I'm going to try to be as objective as I can, and that's going to be difficult because I'm angry about a lot of things, and sorry. I have I had wrote down some notes, and I'm just way out. I need to apologize to some people, and say that I think that what I'm getting ready, what I've done, is maybe more important than me just being here. And some of those people that I would like to apologize to is some of my young brothers and sisters that have contributed and volunteered and worked on night drum in one fashion or another, and saw it as a place to try some things. And one of the things about the creation of night drum and the people that came aboard and the people that came through, there was always a sense that if mistakes were made or if someone got in trouble, that I was responsible for them. So I kind of like watched their backs, and that was the way I had came through here. There was people that did that for me. One of the incident that always comes to mind is when I had brought a classroom full of children to the station at 505, and the general manager was exceptionally upset about all these kids being at the station, and he politely walked out the door and said to the general manager, "I'll handle it. I'll make sure it's taken care of." Called me into his office and asked me what school was the kids from, and told me the next time I did it to put half in the hallway and then bring half through. And that's what we did. And we went through every department showing these kids what radio was about. And that's what community radio is about. Shit. I don't like this. There's been a couple of things that it's like an unwritten code, and people that that worked here and care about this institution. It said, you don't lie on radio and you don't mess with the marathon. That was like stationwide, and the no ban came from Samori. That was what he added to it. Sorry, I don't want to walk out of the station trying to make any major grandstand, and I don't want to vilify any particular person. Agreed with I believe all the different factions that are concerned about WBAI, and I don't say that their concern is any lesser than mine. I just think that we differ on tactics and strategies, and to stay principled. Brought. I way because I had some very large differences. With the main vanguard that is concerned about WBAI, most of the people that are banned and fired. Understood their position, understand their position, but disagree. Still very angry about that. Still very angry that friendships are decided over this place. I am a thinking being, and I don't care who it is. I will not become a yes man. I will not become someone who does not question.